a peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
We continue. This is Zach Gelb's show, Coast to Coast on CBS Sports Radio. Now joining us on behalf of Toyota, the official automotive partner of the NFL, is a two-time Super Bowl champion and someone that I'm actually dreading to interview right now because I'm a fan of the New England Patriots, and he made me absolutely miserable and sad twice. And growing up on Long Island, every time the Giants would win a Super Bowl, the teachers would put it in the PowerPoint slides the next day. My friends would no longer be my friends. And quite frankly, I felt like I got bullied growing up as a kid because of you, Eli Manning. So how are you, Eli?
I'm doing great. I think that's a little unfair. I mean, you have six Super Bowl rings. Like, you know, you let us have two. I appreciate the kindness of the Patriots and their ownerships and everything for letting us have two of those championships and not just, you know, winning every time they made it to the Super Bowl.
I interviewed Tyree last year. And I've done some work with Tyree before. I actually, in an older job, had to do some security for David Tyree. And I go, you shouldn't feel very safe if I'm doing the security for you. But every time I talk to a former Giant that made me miserable for two times on Sundays, I always walk away and I go, I can't dislike that person. And I know I can't dislike you because you come off very likable. But you look back at those two Super Bowls, I'm actually more annoyed by the second one than the first one.
Really?
Because the first one, I thought you guys just outplayed them that day. The second one, I really truly thought the Patriots were the better team in that game. And you had the Welker drop, the Branch drop as well. And then we all know the throw that you made to Mario and the great catch.
Yeah, that's an interesting take. I think most Patriots fans would be mad about the first one, the 07 season, because that would have been an undefeated season. Y'all would, you know, you would go down as the greatest team of all time. And now you can't say that. I know it bothers, you know, Tom Brady. I know it bothers a lot of those players. I still a lot of the Miami Dolphins from the 70s, send me some nice notes and thank you for beating them.
So Mercury they can still, Morris.
They can say they're only undefeated team through a whole season. And so, but yeah, both of them, obviously tight games, very similar in the way they played out at the end and 2 minute drives by us having the ball to go win the game. Obviously one we needed a touchdown, one we only needed a field goal, but scored the touchdown. But they're always, you know, well-coached team, great players, Tom Brady, Randy Moss, Welker, just some unbelievable talent on there. But we were able to make a couple outstanding plays and get the win.
Eli Manning here with us. Obviously you come from football royalty and you know what it's like to have expectations and be perceived as that guy. When you won that first Super Bowl, like the next 24, 48 hours after winning that Super Bowl, like just what do you remember for you, how life really changed?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to describe the emotions. You're unprepared for how you're going to react or how you're going to feel. And, you know, there's, you know, just so much work and time. And it's not just for that season. It's years and years of being dedicated to your craft and forming relationships and friendships with teammates and working on your skills, you know, specifically with teammates to get better at things and to all come together for a playoff run where, you know, it comes down to, you know, guys making catches off their helmets or, you know, guys, you know, other teams, you know, dropping passes. And so it's just,
how subtly you put that in
there. There you go. you know, it's just, it's, you're emotional, you're excited, but, appreciative and you kind of realize how hard it is that you were able to accomplish that. And you don't take it for granted, because you do not know if it's ever going to happen again. Fortunately to go through, you know, two experiences with it. And just kind of the rewards for winning a championship that's what it's all about. Just having that peace of mind for those few days before you get back to work.
Now, someone once told me this, a very serious source, and I need to know if this is true, Eli Manning. Did you get a phone call before the first Patriots Super Bowl from your father, who knows everything about the quarterback position, is a great football prognosticator? Someone told me that he told you to put sticky glue on Tyree's helmet before that game. Is that story true?
That story is not true. Wow. There's some misinformation there. So no sticky glue, all natural. We've been working on that play, actually. We that's how the play was designed. It's in the playbook. Coach Coughlin and Kevin Gilbride, offensive coordinator, put it together. They're like, hey, we got this idea. And we're running it all season. We never got it in the game. We practiced it, never quite got it right. You know, it took a lot of time for the players to buy into, like, hey, offense line, don't block anybody. Eli kind of get tackled and then like escape and then throw it into the middle of the field surrounded by defenders and Tyree, just like snag it to the helmet.
Yeah. I heard you called that play ruin Zach Gilb's life. Yeah, that's what exactly. It was in practice.
Yes, that's exactly the name of it. That information is correct. So you got that right.
How about that? When we get to this game on Sunday, right? You've been talked about so much. And you look at someone like Brock Purdy. I've called him at times this season a system quarterback. And now I'm at the point where I don't even care how people refer to him, because I've been wrong. The dude's a good quarterback. I'll say that I've been wrong. And this is someone that he is a winner, and that's all he's done pretty much like only a year and a half into his NFL career of playing time. It's amazing, though, how he shouldn't be polarizing. And like, right, we'll get to the Hall of Fame later. Like, you shouldn't be polarizing as well, but the topic becomes polarizing.
Yeah, man, I've been impressed with Brock on how he's come in last year as a rookie and has taken over the quarterbacking job and just looking very comfortable back there. And I think, saying he's a system quarterback, I take that as a compliment. That means you know the system. You know, it's one thing. It's like, hey, there's a system there, but if you can't follow the rules and you don't know where to go with the ball, then you can't be productive. He knows the system very well. The ball's coming out on time. He's going to the right spots. He's going through the right reads based on the coverage, and he's throwing the ball accurately. And so that's what you want as your quarterback. And that's what you want to do. You want to get the ball out on time. And he does a great job of doing that. He scrambles around when he has to. You've seen it during the playoff run. He's been down in games where they've said, hey, we got to abandon the run game and we got to throw it. And Brock, hey, ball's in your hands. And he's going out there and produced, drives and got points and won football games. So nothing but great respect for Brock. It's been fun to watch him play. I like watching him play, because he kind of plays how I would play in the system, you know, where, hey, I can't scramble around. I can't create plays like Patrick Mahomes. I have to get the ball out on time, go into the right places and understand what the play I have and where I need to go with the ball to get it out of my hands and get into your playmaker's hands. He's got tons of playmakers, get the ball to him, and he does a great job doing that.
And it's funny, right? He stepped up in that final quarter up against the Packers, the second half when they were trailing up against the Lions, and people still don't want to give him credit. And I know Mahomes is already the dude, the guy. He doesn't score a point, though, in the second half of the AFC title game. And then he tells me after the AFC title game, you know, this year I've learned how to manage the game and just trust my defense. But no one gives a rat's ass when Patrick Mahomes says that. No one's calling, and I wouldn't call Mahomes a game manager, right, but no one's calling him a game manager when he said that's what he's learned this year.
Yeah, and I think
it's really stupid how the way we talk about quarterbacks.
Exactly. It is. I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, Patrick is obviously, he's proven himself over the years as just one of the great playmakers.
Yeah.
And
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. one retired cop returned.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, this year it's been different. And all season, they haven't been that explosive offense that they've been the last couple of years. And he's got young receivers. He's trying to get them up to speed. You see them coming along as the season's been going on. Obviously, has Travis Kelce, who's always a threat. But, you know, he's had to, you know, like you said, trust his defense. Find ways to win games. Don't force things. He doesn't necessarily have great confidence, I think, in all his receivers where he's letting it fly. He's kind of waiting to see if they're open. And because of that, he's holding it and they're, you know, not being as productive throwing the football. But you know what? He's finding ways to win. Their defense, Steve Spagnuolo, and that defensive staff has done a great job stopping some of these high-powered offenses. And that's all it takes. You got to figure out a way to win. If they get down in the game and they want to put the ball in Patrick Mahomes' hands, say, hey, go win it, go make plays, go create, he can do that. And usually he does do that.
The family side of you, Eli Manning, right? We get to see a little bit of it with who you've been. I've seen you at the hockey games, although sometimes you're at the Ranger games and then you're at the Devils games.
I'm a fan of both.
As a Ranger fan, you can't be a fan of both.
You can't say I can't be a fan of both. I can. I didn't grow up around hockey. I didn't grow up. I didn't have a team. I kind of get placed in New Jersey. I like the Rangers. I like going to the games.
Well, can you root for Ole Miss in Alabama? Can you root for both?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to root. How about next year? I mean, Texas is going to be in the SEC. I'm going to root for Ole Miss. I'm going to root for Texas. I got a nephew playing. I can root for both.
So the nephew side of it, we all know, obviously, Arch Manning. And Sark comes out the other day. And to no surprise, he goes, Quinn Ewers is our quarterback. Give me the uncle perspective of that. With the transfer portal, it opens back up in April. Like, what do you advise kind of Arch to do? Do you stay patient? Do you enter the transfer portal and go start somewhere else?
No. He picked Texas because that's where he wants to be. That's where he wants to play football. He likes Coach Sarkisian and his offense and what they're doing. So that was he knew last year that he was going to go. He's in a red shirt, get some playing time. And, you know, the plan was Ewers would maybe go in the NFL. But he's there. It's another year for Arch to mature, learn the offense, get bigger, stronger in the weight room, and always be prepared to play. And you never know what's going to happen. And so he's got to be ready. If not, then he, you know, gets some playing time here and there. And he's got 3 more years of eligibility at a great school, at a great, you know, football program on the rise. So I think that was, the fact that you can transfer so easily now doesn't mean you should do it just because you're not playing right away. A lot of quarterbacks, when I was in college, that was always a game plan. It's like you red shirt, you sit a year, you have 3 years of eligibility. That's what I did at Ole Miss, and I think it helped me. And so I think Arch, I know he wants to play. He's itching to get in there, but being patient, continue to learn can be very helpful as well.
So Arch isn't going horns down to Texas. He's staying. He's horns up.
I mean, you have to ask him, but I would not suggest that. I think he's definitely staying there. He's having a great time, loving the program, the school, and getting better every day.
How about Daniel Jones? What do you think he could be as a quarterback, Eli Manning?
Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in Daniel. I appreciate the way he works, the way he takes his job very seriously. There's always been things he's had to improve on every year, and he's gone out there and improved on those things and gotten better and made a conscious effort to do that. And so I know he's coming off the injury. He's going to come back stronger and better than ever. And I think he can, you know, obviously the year before had a great year, led him to a playoff win. I think he can do that and do more with the Giants.
All right. How about the Taylor Swift component of this game? I love it. I don't understand why anyone would not like it. I think it brings a lot more attention to football too. And I don't think football needs any more attention, but this has been a fun storyline between Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I think, like you said, it brings more eyes to the game. I see it firsthand in my own family. I have 3 daughters 12 and 10 and 9 years old. And when we're watching football, if we're watching the Chiefs, they're usually not partaking in the game. The Chiefs are on. All of a sudden, I got three girls sitting on the couch with me watching football. And, you know, even though they're looking for Taylor Swift, they're watching the game. They're seeing Patrick Mahomes. They're seeing other quarterbacks. They're getting involved in the game. And so it's fun for them. And it's fun for me to get to hang out with them and watch some football.
So Eli Manning joins us on behalf of Toyota, the official automotive partner of the NFL. Tell us what you're doing today with Toyota.
Yeah, so I've actually had a relationship with Toyota going on 20 years now through their Toyota local greater New York area dealers. And so here, Toyota's really showed up big time here at the Super Bowl with a lot of fan experiences. And you can go to the Super Bowl experience. Toyota's a presenting sponsor there for opportunity to play games, win prizes, win tickets to the Super Bowl next year in New Orleans, while also checking out their new Tacoma that's hitting dealerships right now this month. So also opportunity, if you visit their space at the Super Bowl experience, you can meet some players. I'll be there tomorrow, 11 a.m., but there'll be current players and some has-been players like me running around. So Toyota's, they've done a great job. Their new automotive sponsor of the NFL, and happy to continue the relationship with them and on this journey as they enter this new chapter in their sponsorship with the NFL.
I think you're a Hall of Famer. I know your eligibility opens up next year. Do you think you'll get in on the first try?
I have no idea. So it's, it's one of those things. It's out of my hands, out of my control. All the work that has been done, and that was 4 years ago, yeah. And now on the playing field. So if I get in, it'd be a great honor.
Well, how about this? Can you make the case for Tiki Barber, why he should be in the Hall of Fame? I work with Tiki. He's a coworker, and he's made it the farthest he ever has in the process, but still hasn't got in the Hall.
Yeah, no, Tiki was an unbelievable player. Saw it firsthand. My first 3 years in the NFL. I mean, it was, hey, get the ball to Tiki, running the ball, catching the ball. He was the full three down back and did it all, had some unbelievable years, those first years, with the Giants. And so, definitely a case for him to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he's the great Eli Manning. Once again, Eli Manning joins us on behalf of Toyota, the official automotive partner of the NFL. Eli, I'll admit it. It was nice talking with you. it was good to see you. Thanks so much for doing that.
All right. Appreciate it. A lot of fun.
You got it.
Thank you.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing. One retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.